Blog Talk Radio.
I just found it to be fascinating, and we're going to. I hope you enjoy it. It's an unusual work, well researched, and I like the narration was excellent as well, and I hope you enjoy it. And it's called The Calling by Max Ingan, Ingan. There's some other works by him as well. That seems to be rather interesting, and I haven't The Awakening, and some other works, but I think you reprogramming your brain five parts, and some other occult works that he's done. So here we go. The Calling.
Over the last several decades, the human consciousness has been saturated with a huge intertwining web of conspiracy theories, which are often too overwhelming for the average human to understand, and may in fact provide people with more questions than answers. And if someone is to suddenly see the bigger picture of what is really going on and seriously tries to alert others, then the public has been carefully trained to view them as a crackpot or label them as another conspiracy theorist. It has been very cleverly orchestrated so that no one ever discovers the whole truth about anything. And if anyone ever does figure it out, they are ridiculed and silenced. Now, however, due to the growth of the internet, it has become a lot harder to silence people and to keep information contained. So what if a global conspiracy does indeed exist? And what if people are kept blind to it because they have been carefully taught to associate the word theory with the word conspiracy, so they never take the time to see that which is right before their eyes? And what if this conspiracy deeply affects our future, our education system, our media, our government, our monetary system, and our beautiful planet? If such a conspiracy does indeed exist, then most certainly it would affect everyone on a personal level. So would it not be imperative for you to become aware of such information, both for your own well-being and for that of your children? It is quite understandable that due to the overwhelming nature of this topic, many people do not even want to begin to look into such things. But if one does take the time to look and steps back a little further, a definite picture comes clearly into view. And what is found is a situation that could be easily rectified. Would people simply take the time to become aware?
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. It's no longer a theory. It's no longer a theory. It's no longer a theory. All matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration.
The only truth you know is what you get over this tube.
We are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively.
An entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation.
Their whole purpose throughout history has been to teach a small number of people how to become adept at controlling everyone else.
There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves.
The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Whether you decide to take the time to listen to so-called conspiracy theories or not, there are some things that should be clearly understood by all. And these are not conspiracy theories by any stretch of the imagination. They are well-documented, quite traceable, and very provable facts. And these facts are as follows. There is one ruling bloodline that exists on this earth. This ruling bloodline is very old. It is the same bloodline that has always ruled the earth ever since the days of ancient Egypt. And it is very pervasive. For example, many people think that anyone can get to be president of the United States, but the reality is that a large number of presidents are in fact related, and their lineage can be traced back to European monarchy, and in particular to the line of William of Orange. This elite bloodline can actually be traced back a good deal further than that, and even back as far as the royalty of ancient Egypt, and it is this very same bloodline that has ruled the earth ever since, and to which the British monarchy and many other world leaders can ultimately be traced. The families of this line are steeped in ancient traditions and symbolism, and they do not attempt to hide these connections. Just a look at the royal coat of arms, the royal regalia, and the coronation throne clearly demonstrates these connections. In fact, the signs and symbols are always right there in plain view for discerning eyes to clearly see. One only needs to take the time to look. Any real investigation shows us that the entire financial system by which the world is run today is actually operated by the Crown. And contrary to popular belief, the Crown does not refer to the royal family or to the British monarchy. The Crown actually refers to the inner city of London, which is in fact a privately owned corporation that functions as a completely separate sovereign state outside the jurisdiction of England. Most people are completely unaware that when they swear allegiance to the Crown, they are actually swearing allegiance to this private corporate empire. The inner city of London also has two sister city states of Vatican City and Washington's District of Columbia, both of which are also separate sovereign states within their host countries. Each of these three city states has its own flag, its own laws, its own news services, and its own police forces, and each pays no taxes to the host country in which it is located. These three cities form a private, covert empire that operates the entire Western world that is known as the Empire of the Three Cities. The inner city of London is the center for monetary control. Vatican City is the center for spiritual control. Washington, D.C. is the center for military control. It is the individuals who control this private corporate empire who call all the shots and pull all the strings. These people control all governments and all mainstream media via the stranglehold they have over the world monetary system. And more people are becoming aware of the reality of this all the time. The beginnings of this private empire can be traced back to a secret meeting that took place in 1773 between Mayor Amschel Rothschild and the heads of 12 other powerful families, including such dynasties as the Warburgs, the Schiffs, and the Oppenheimers. Following this meeting, Rothschild employed the services of a man by the name of Adam Weishaupt in the creation of a society known today as the Bavarian Illuminati, which was itself officially founded 3 years later in 1776. Many people think the Illuminati is a myth, but in actual fact, this society is still in operation to this day and has since become the most powerful organization in the world. The surviving members of this order are the individuals who also indirectly own and operate the World Bank. It is the World Bank who covertly dictates global oil prices and whose shareholders also control the global Federal Reserve banking system. Each Western government actually has the legal right to coin its own money and to control its value, but they do not. They borrow money from this privately run central banking system. Through the magic of fractional reserve banking, these central banks are able to create money from thin air via the creation of money as debt, and then profit on it by charging interest on the loans. Most people are duped into believing that their taxes pay for infrastructure, such as roads and schools, and without taxes, the country would fall apart. But this is completely untrue, for the money is in fact borrowed from a private bank, and then you are taxed in order to pay off the interest on the loan. No matter how you choose to look at things, one thing must be clearly understood, and that is that every person in the Western world who has a job is forced each year to give away approximately 3 months' worth of their wages in taxes, and that money goes directly into the pockets of the private individuals who own and it's one big, privately run scam.
We're in a lot of trouble. We've been lied to.
There are people who are guiding your life, and you don't even know it.
We've been lied to.
You had better wake up and understand.
There is indeed a global conspiracy going on, and the way it has been carried out and concealed is through control of the global money system. Hence control of all other subsequent systems of importance down the food chain, such as governments and the media. It's important to understand the control of the global money system has been achieved through the control of the global central banking system, and that this system is a privately run enterprise. It is a private business that runs for a profit, and it is owned and operated by wealthy international banking dynasties such as the Rothschilds, the Morgans, and the Rockefellers. Please clearly understand that when you control the money supply, you control the government. When you control the government, you control the people. When you control the money supply and the flow of information, you control the government, you control the people, and you control everything they know and everything they believe to be true. When you do it globally, you control all. It's that simple. During World War II, every country on both sides of the conflict was financed by the very same private bankers who lent out every dollar these countries used to finance their war effort at interest. In the ensuing years, the ordinary people from both sides saw great hardships and suffering. And during the fighting, there were heavy casualties amongst all the peoples involved. World War II cost over 50 million lives. And when it was over, each country that participated was left with a huge debt to the banks. It was always the people who paid the price through increased taxes, longer hours, and poorer working conditions. And quid bono? Who benefited? Well, J.D. Rockefeller stayed home. And he made profits in excess of $200 million from it. For international bankers, there is nothing more profitable than war. So when it is taken into account that these same international bankers now control all the major media, have ties to all the major oil cartels and arms dealers, finance all the main political parties, and control the currency of all Western nations, is it any wonder that the world stays in a state of conflict and war? In the months following World War II, a number of prominent members of Hitler's core Nazi infrastructure were smuggled out of Germany and into America in a documented joint operation conducted with the Vatican, known as Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip saw as many as 80 Nazi war criminals that held key positions in Hitler's empire and had detailed knowledge of the Nazi war machine taken to America. These people included figures such as Klaus Barbie, along with numerous Nazi scientists, were all removed to the United States, supposedly to assist the government with spying operations against Russia and for assistance in the U.S. rocket and space programs. Many of these men were given advisory positions on boards dealing with domestic and international security. And it is one such advisory panel that gave birth to the National Security Council. The NSC then combined with the Council on Foreign Relations and spawned its muscle, the CIA. And soon after the formation of these organizations came the creation of the United Nations. Counted as a supposed solver of world conflict, the UN was supposedly put there to maintain the safety and security of the people and to ensure that nothing as heinous as World War II could ever happen again. And the world has seen nothing but a continuous stream of war ever since. In fact, since the formation of the NSC, the CIA, and subsequently the UN in 1947, the Earth has seen 258 conflicts, and in fact, more wars than in its entire recorded history prior to that point. Just why is that? Now, each time one of these wars has erupted, usually in an area that never saw any real conflict before, it's happened in such a way that it's invited Western intervention, and each time we've been told by the media that this intervention is to ensure peace. Each time they say it, to make peace, we use war. Peace comes from war. War brings peace. War is peace. It's doublespeak. If you want peace with another nation, you don't go to war with them. You go to peace with them. You work at gaining an understanding for each other, and you help each other. You don't go and kill each other's children and both borrow money from the same bank at interest in order to do it. And noticeably, none of the areas in which such military intervention has occurred ever truly become peaceful again. Each one just stays in a state of guarded tension, looked over by peacekeepers, and continues to function in a state of human suffering, and as another endless source of income for the international banksters. In 1947, as soon as the CIA was formed, the organization began to spread its tentacles worldwide, finding footholds and taking root in almost all countries on Earth. And from there, and working closely with its Israeli counterpart, the Mossad, the CIA has managed to undermine nations from within by using false flag operations, propaganda, and terrorism. Please understand that these organizations were created on the recommendations of top-level Nazis, and they were founded and operate on Nazi principles. The CIA has since become the number one trafficker of drugs and human cargo in the world. The CIA are not the good guys. cabal disguised as an intelligence agency that is based on Nazi principles, has unlimited resources, both financially and militarily, and are answerable to no one. The CIA and Mossad function as virtually the one organization. Neither they or their agents have been responsible for virtually all terrorist bombings the world has seen in the last 60 years. Their prime mandate is to undermine world security and pave the way for the introduction of a global government controlled by a global monetary system. A global monetary system that is wholly owned and operated by private international banksters. At the end of World War II, the Reich didn't lose or surrender. Germany did. The Reich simply went underground and disappeared. The truth is that the Reich was controlled and financed by European bankers right from the start. And at the end of the war, they simply moved it to America and let it continue to function, but hidden in the shadows. And unbeknownst to the American people, or to Congress, or to the people of the world, it has continued to operate from behind the scenes. And over the last 60 years, it has infiltrated itself into all important levels of government and industry and the media, and has gradually spread itself out across the entire globe.
Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls.
World situation has been carefully planned, and it is a plan that has been long in the making. This entire economic and political climate has been brought about by design. In the late 1970s, a plan was put forth by the CIA to train Islamic fighters in the Afghan war against Russia in a new form of radical Islamic thinking. The concept was to teach the Mujahideen that the Russians were not just attacking their country, they were attacking their faith. During that period, large numbers of fighters came to Afghanistan to help in the struggle, and large training camps were set up and run by the CIA to accommodate them. The man who was selected to lead the mercenaries by the CIA was one Osama bin Laden, who was given the code name Tim Osman, which was used on trips made to Washington to lobby for funds. The trip to Washington was made by bin Laden on at least two occasions. During this period, the CIA taught this new form of radical Islamic thinking and provided terrorist training to hundreds of thousands of Islamic fighters, being careful to also keep a comprehensive database on all the people that they had trained. The Arabic name for this terrorist database was Al-Qaeda. Concerned over this new form of radical Islamism and the sheer volume of fighters the CIA was turning out, then Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto wrote to the director of the CIA and cautioned him openly, saying in her letter, "You are creating Frankenstein."
It's alive.
But her warnings went unheeded. They were not heeded because a radical network of extremists was exactly what the CIA had wished to create right from the very beginning. For without such a radical network of terrorists, the long-planned war on terror would never have been possible. In 2000, a neoconservative think tank called the Project for the New American Century released a document entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses. Outlined in that document was a plan for full-spectrum dominance of the globe. Air, land, sea, space, the internet. Everything. In that document it said, and I quote, The process of transformation, even if it brings about a revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor. 1 year after George W. Bush gained office, in the most contested election in U.S. history, and many prominent members of PNAC were given positions in his administration, America experienced its new Pearl Harbor. And the entire PNAC plan was put into effect. Coincidence? When the events of September the 11th, 2001 unfolded, the troops were already there waiting to go into Afghanistan, and the Patriot Act and Homeland Security legislation had already long been drawn up. They were already there, just waiting for the right event in order to introduce them. So when 9/11 happened, qui bono, who benefited? Afghanistan? Iraq? Did any Arab country? No. But the Bush administration was given an open checkbook with which to take control of the Afghani poppy fields, the Iraqi oil fields, and the oil-rich and natural gas-rich Caspian Basin. And all protest at the invasions of the two countries was squashed before it started. Then the 7/7 bombings in London occurred, and again, who benefited? Islamism? Hardly. But support for the war in Iraq knew no bounds. The Blair government secured a massive increase in police and military funding, and was also able to install thousands of domestic surveillance cameras throughout England. And then, amid massive war protests in Australia, we saw the Bali bombing. And yet again, who benefited? A Muslim cleric who suddenly found himself wanted by the CIA and the center of world attention? No, but all anti-war protests in Australia suddenly dissipated. The Australian Prime Minister John Howard received a huge boost in popularity. The Australian police got to establish themselves as the local police of the entire Australasian region. And both the Australian and the Indonesian military secured massive increases in funding. So who really benefited? The real facts, and as can be seen clearly by examining the evidence in all three cases, is that each one of these so-called terrorist attacks was a false flag operation designed to remove more rights from the people of Western countries and to further consolidate the hold the international banking elite has over our world. The information on all these cases exists. It's out there in the public domain. Please do the research, because the media is just not telling you. A large portion of Al-Qaeda funding comes from the Pakistani ISI, and it still does. And yet the ISI is an openly admitted and funded wing of the CIA. The CIA created hundreds of thousands of extremists and trained them in radical Islamic thinking, and it kept a database on them all. All these extremists still receive funding from the CIA channeled to them via the ISI and don't even realize who they are funded by. Osama bin Laden has been a CIA asset right from the start, and when the US decided to go after bin Laden, they used the name of the CIA database as a terrorist organization. The war on terror is fake. It's a setup. There is no global network of terrorists waiting around every corner to blow everybody up. It's a myth. All the bombings are carefully orchestrated and follow a noticeable pattern, and you are never given the true facts or an objective look at the evidence in any one of these cases. And just think about it. A few years ago, no one had ever heard of Al-Qaeda. Yet now, almost every mishap in the world is blamed on them, and yet no one can seem to find any of them. Occasionally, some CIA asset that we've never seen before comes on the screen and says a few condemning words, and we're supposed to take that as confirmation. Can you see how easy it is for them to pull this scam off simply by controlling the media? And while people have been distracted and living in fear of terrorism, international law enforcement borders have been slowly eroded away. For example, to clean up after the recent tornadoes in America, Canadian soldiers were used. Australian and Indonesian police now routinely train together. And now remember here that Indonesian police have a reputation for being amongst the most brutal in the world. And yet here we have Indonesian and Australian police swapping ideas and methods. Many people have been trained to think that to talk about this stuff is to be anti-American. But nothing could be further from the truth. The perpetrators of all of this are based mainly in England and Europe. They're just using the military might of America to carry out their plans because they have usurped the American government. American President George W. Bush all but subverted the entire U.S. Constitution, and he robbed the country blind. However, it must be understood that it is not America itself doing this. The people who are doing this have set themselves up globally. Remember the words of JFK.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine.
For years, it's been used coming out of our taps to fight tooth decay. More than 1,000 scientists and medical professionals from across the world have banded together to warn us that even in its most diluted form, fluoride is still a poison and can harm your health.
We can't dump it into the sea, but we put it into our own drinking water. It's extraordinary.
Fluoride in our water supply is a very real and ever-present risk to our population at large.
And there's also concern about advice given by dentists that it's okay for kids to swallow toothpaste containing fluoride.
Recommending that they swallow their toothpaste is very, very poor advice.
Fluoride is poisoning us and the research is being overlooked.
One of the two main tools used to keep you in a state of confusion without you knowing it is the fluoride in your toothpaste and water supplies. There are also many other chemicals that are added to processed foods to decrease your awareness and prevent your longevity. I implore you all to buy non-fluoride dental products and drink only water that you know is fresh. It's true that calcium fluoride is an organically occurring compound and harmless in small doses. But the sodium fluoride that is used in dental products and water supplies is a toxic waste. It is a byproduct of aluminium production, and it does not prevent tooth decay. It inhibits brain function and promotes docility in the subject. Very notably, fluoride was first used by the Russians in mind control experiments conducted on prisoners in the gulags, and later by Nazis in the death camps. It was well noted by both groups that prisoners who drank fluoridated water were much more docile and easier to control than other prisoners. Fluoride compounds are also the active ingredients in most antidepressant drugs such as Prozac, clearly demonstrating its ability to reduce aggression and motivation in people. It has absolutely no biological or health benefits at all, and it does nothing whatsoever to prevent tooth decay. In fact, it causes dental fluorosis, yellowing of the teeth, and pitting of the enamel. If you seriously think fluoride actually does have some health benefits, the next time you're out shopping, I challenge you to pick up a packet of any brand of rat poison you care to name and look at what it contains. Quite often you will find that there is only one ingredient, sodium fluoride. It has also been very well noted that a person under the influence of such a chemical is always completely oblivious to the fact. And the ability of fluoride to do this is not some internet myth as many would claim or have you believe. It is the absolute truth. Yet even now, and despite the clear results shown in the latest fluoride studies, as more people begin to awaken and begin to question the situation the world is in, the more governments are seeking to combat this awakening by undertaking the increased fluoridation of their water supplies, touting dental health as the reason. And nothing could be further from the truth.
I will continue to speak out, and the more this issue is covered up and swept under the carpet, the more I will speak out. My goal is to stop water fluoridation.
The second and perhaps the most important tool that is used to keep people in check and prevent them from ever becoming truly aware is television. Television is the greatest and most all-pervasive hypnotist and propaganda tool ever conceived. TV teaches people what to think, but not how to think. And TV has given modern humans an utterly false perception of society, of the world, and of each other. Through TV, the power elite have succeeded in creating a distracted, misinformed, divided, and class-driven society suffering historical amnesia and completely oblivious to the true realities of their surroundings. And all of these people view themselves as truly informed and are very quick to berate and ridicule anyone who offers them an alternate perspective. Subsequently, through the ideas put into their heads by TV and through a TV-driven obsession with the collecting of meaningless trinkets, fashions, and possessions that the TV tells them defines who they are as people, the power elite have also managed to rob most of the common man of their wealth, their lands, their skills, their education, and their history. But most importantly, it has robbed people of their ability to think critically and objectively. And that is exactly what television was designed to do and exactly why it was invented. Every television set is also specifically designed to emit alpha waves. These can be clearly seen as a series of horizontal lines that run across the screen from top to bottom at regular intervals when using a camera to film an operating TV set, but they cannot be detected by the naked eye. These regular lines are not simply a normal part of the functioning of your picture tube. They are there for a particular reason, and they travel across the screen at a predetermined and very specific pace. How often have you seen someone sit at a TV and say, "I don't like this program," and yet they sit there and watch it anyway? How often have you done it yourself? It's because these horizontal lines are there to generate these hypnotic alpha waves. Alpha waves place you into a trance-like state as you are told what to think by scripted newsreaders, and told what to buy, what to wear, where to go, and always kept otherwise distracted by sport, meaningless celebrity gossip, and a barrage of sex and entertainment, nowadays ever more frequently punctuated by messages of fear and warnings of imminent terror. These alpha waves produced by your TV set affect your electrical field even if you are not watching it. The TV merely has to be on. They become addictive as your body becomes used to the energy field, and many people would simply feel unable to cope without the daily fix of their favorite TV show. Then this hypnotic state carries on throughout the day as people work robot-like at their given tasks, usually discussing whatever the television taught them with their co-workers. Often people think they are discussing their own thoughts, but when the conversation is really analyzed, it's usually not. It's about what show they watched last night, or sport, or something they learned from the Discovery Channel, their feelings towards the opposite sex, or perhaps something like the war on terror. And whether they realize it or not, what they are talking about and 98% of what they think they know about anything at all has been taught to them by the television or by print media that is wholly owned and controlled by the very same six people who own all the TV stations. That's right, six people. 60 years ago, the media in the Western world was run by 86 small corporations who all competed to deliver the best and most informative news. Today, it is run as a well-oiled, very streamlined and tightly controlled machine by just six, who now control all major Western mainstream television and print media. And with the current rate of corporate growth, that number is set to soon drop to three. This has set an extremely dangerous precedent, as it means that all televised and mainstream print media is now controlled by very, very few people. For a better and more informed perspective, obtain your news online from one of the many emerging independent websites and go to many sites from different countries and sources to compare the same story from a variety of perspectives. You have been told that the internet is an unreliable source of information, and it is true that there are many bogus websites. But there is also a lot of very reliable information from very reliable sources, if you look in the right places. And remember, The ones who are telling you the thousands of independent websites who have opposing views to the mainstream shouldn't be trusted. Number only six. It is just that it is those six who control all major media. So those six are able to control most of what information gets to the general public and how such information is presented. It must also be duly considered that all of these six media corporations have extremely close ties to major financial institutions and arms manufacturers. Such a conflict of interest immediately poses huge questions regarding the objectivity and reliability of any information presented by these organizations. And if that were not bad enough, each one of these six corporations gets their news from only one of two sources, Reuters or the Associated Press. These two organizations serve as an international news pool and channel all information down to the networks. Only Reuters actually owns the Associated Press, and Reuters itself is wholly owned by the Rothschilds. This is why there is never any negative press about the World Bank or the international banking cartels reported to the people by the mainstream media. It is why the majority of people have no idea about Codex Alimentarius or the real effects of fluoride, and simply do not know how the world and its corrupt money system is really run.
There's a method to their madness. There's really not much method to yours, because you're operating from a place of ignorance. You don't even recognize half the weapons that they use against you. And some of them seem so insignificant that you don't even try.
We're developing a society because of all of these different toxins known to affect brain function. We're seeing a society that not only has a lot more people of lower IQ, but a lot fewer people of higher IQ. In other words, a dumbing down, a chemical dumbing down of society. So everyone's sort of mediocre. That leaves them dependent on government because they can't excel. We have these people of lower IQ who are totally dependent. Then we have this mass of people who are going to believe anything they're told because they can't really think clearly. And very few people of very high IQ who have good cognitive function who can figure this all out. And that's what they want. So, you know, you can kind of piece it together as to why they are so insistent in spending so many hundreds of millions of dollars of propaganda money to dumb down society.
Enormous food crisis right now.
Forbidding the cultivation of a number of useful and medicinal herbs,
including turmeric, chili, and ginger, by reclassifying these plants as hazardous substances. The global implementation of Codex Alimentarius becomes effective between December 2009 and February 2010. This will effectively condemn select sections of the global population to death through the forced consumption of toxic and nutrient-deficient foods. Depopulation is high on the globalist agenda. It is happening right now, right before your eyes. They are doing it in the Middle East with wars and starvation, and in Western countries with food toxins, water toxins, and aerial spraying. The underground seed vaults being constructed around the world are not to protect the world's seeds from any coming catastrophe. They are to protect the genetically pure and wholesome seed stock of the elite in order to provide them with clean, nutrient-rich food for years to come, and to keep the supply out of the hands of the people, who will be fed nutrient-devoid, genetically modified foods designed to kill them. But slowly, so the people don't notice it being done. If we allow Codex Alimentarius to be implemented worldwide, it is expected that in the first 3 years, 3 billion people will die from preventable diseases and malnutrition alone. Please understand that this is a plan to depopulate at least 80% of the world, and that most likely includes you. And no, this is not a joke, and it is not some wild conspiracy theory. It is the absolute truth. And this matter seriously needs to be addressed. All the information regarding this is available in the public domain. So, of course, you are not hearing it being reported by the mainstream media, due to the simple fact that the money cartels who are implementing the plan own the mainstream media. There are an enormous amount of people who have been trying to warn you about this, but the people are kept distracted by any and every means conceivable to distract them. Distracted by taxes, by sex, by crime, by media propaganda, by sport, body image, fashion, meaningless celebrity gossip, by war, the threat of terrorism, global warming, by TV, TV, and more TV. Bringing this information to the public is the most important and challenging task humanity has ever been faced with. This time, what is at stake is our global survival, and it is a situation that we cannot allow to be ignored.
Here's what we can do to change the world right now, to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace.
Subject matter that has been presented to you in this film may at first seem overwhelming, and it is very likely difficult to come to terms with. It is important to understand that the information has not been presented in order to instill fear, but rather to raise an awareness of what is truly happening in our world. It is not the time for despair at this information, but rather it is an opportunity for new hope. But should we fail to act on this information, then the world that we are allowing to be created for our children may well be a world that would not be worth living in.
reality is that this world does not have to be this way at all. It does not have to be heading in the direction it is heading. People do not have to live in a never-ending sea of self-generating debt. Wars do not have to be fought. And children do not have to starve. This has been unfolding for many, many years, but the people are kept distracted by design. So, for the most part, they haven't yet noticed. Whatever your perception of this reality is, you need to understand that a clear and present situation exists on this planet. It is happening right now, and it requires your urgent attention. Can you see how this has been done? Can you see the reality that we have been collectively taught as whole societies to ignore everything around us and to focus our attentions on the collecting of as much money as possible from either working for or profiting from another human being, and then to use it to buy as many baubles and trinkets as we can in order to gain more status in our society? And we have been convinced by television that such pursuits are actually the meaning of life. The ruling elite understand this, and they know that if you can control the emotions and the beliefs of enough of the population, you can control the entire species and quite literally create whatever reality you desire. And they have used our energy to create the world we now inhabit. The key to addressing this situation is to understand your own potential and to understand the true nature of energy. This is truly how it works. The situation we are now facing has occurred simply because most people are unaware of the facts. But the only information most people receive is what they are told by their newspapers or by television. And you can rest assured that the mainstream media will never inform people as to the real facts surrounding any of these issues, or make people aware that a matter may even be up for debate. So we very much recommend that you distribute this information to as many people as you are able, because the time for talk really is over. What is truly needed at this time is for the good people of the world to act, and to act now. Indeed, it is up to all of us to spread the truth. And you need not be afraid or feel alone in doing so, because a new awareness is growing among the people. This awakening is far more powerful than any system on earth, and more people are waking up every day. Those who are awakening are spreading the word, as we all should do, as often and as loudly as we can. The masses who are still unaware of the truth really must be woken up to what is occurring. It is potentially the most important issue humanity has ever faced. Ignore corrupt legislation, such as the introduction of Codex Alimentarius. Go out of your way to grow organic gardens and encourage others to do the same. Understand that it is our birthright to have healthy food, fresh water, and clean air. And this birthright must be protected at all costs. such legislation infringes upon this birthright. Therefore, it is void. It is no law, and it is entitled to no obedience. It's very important for people to realize that it is we, the people, who are sovereign. The only power that government actually has over us is the power that we ourselves grant to them. Understand the power of yourself and the power of your community. It is the power of a unified population that the elite most fear, because such a population cannot be so easily controlled. They know this, and they know that were the people of the world ever to unite, the entire system of control would come crashing down like a house of cards. It is very important that your mind be clear in order to address these issues. I implore you to avoid toxic substances such as heavily processed foods, diet soft drinks, aspartame, artificial sweeteners, and fluoride, and to drink only water that you know is fresh. And turn your TV off, and leave it off. After even a month of no TV, you will be surprised at how much better and how much healthier you feel. And get back in touch with nature. We have now reached a turning point in history. The veil of secrecy that has always surrounded the system by which this world is run is now at last being lifted. Now is the time for the people of the world to look after each other and not the system. It really is that simple. It's time for each of us to realize our true potential as human beings. It's time to forget the imaginary restraints and limitations that have been placed before us by institutionalized teachings and to look at the whole spectrum. Realize the divisions that supposedly exist between us are an illusion. Look behind it to the real world. For it matters not who you are, what country you are in, or where you are from. It makes no difference whether you are black or white or Christian or Muslim or Jew. It makes no difference at all what your beliefs are, because we are all people and we are all one. The reality is that this situation is a global one and it affects each of us equally. Seriously, time for the people to understand the truth of this and to approach the world and each other in a state of love rather than in a state of fear. It's time for you to tap into the source and realize your own potential. And it's time for us all to collectively stand together and address the root cause of the problem. The key is in love and unity among all mankind. Through conscious co-creation, we can very easily build a better world, because the ones we have been waiting for are ourselves. Do not wait for your government or your media to address these issues for you. The one who must address them is you. Come to the realization that you are not merely pawns in the game of life. You are the mover of the pieces. So stop following and start leading. Embrace your true power and unite as one human family. Feel the connection you have to all people and to all life. Set aside your differences to center yourself in a state of love and forgiveness. This is truly the greatest power and the greatest tool that we have. There truly are no limits to what we can create. And it is up to each of us to change this world for the better. What is occurring at this moment in history is an evolution in human consciousness. So seize the opportunity, because the evolution is now. Do not accept any RFID tracking cards from a criminal government. Do not accept your water being poisoned with fluoride. It's time to wake up.
Time to change.
that was the end of that video. I'm going to request that everybody check it out. It's written and narrated by Maxwell Egan. And additional editing and inspiration by VJAEL. Time to Change was written and performed by Elijah Shelley, 1981 to 2008, and at crowhouse.com. I hope you check it out. It's on YouTube, and it's called The Calling. So, anyway. That's what I was hoping to tell you. I extended the show to 90 minutes tonight because the length of this particular video, but I wanted to... there was one more here that I thought was rather interesting by the same group. It was 2012, the year the Internet ends, okay? And it's only about 12 minutes long, and I'm going to see if I can play this. Might be worth listening to. It hasn't had too many views, but I hope it comes up there. So let's... hopefully, you know, it'll, someone will get a chance to see it, because I think it's really worthwhile. I mean, it's extremely worthwhile for people to understand what's going on, what's happening, and wake up, you know, at least stop using fluoride toothpaste or something, you know what I'm saying? It's like, good Lord. Stop using fluoride toothpaste and stop using stuff like that. Stop watching TV. I got one more thing I want to do here before I go tonight, because I know myself I'll forget, and I have to send this to a very good friend of mine, which I hope you do the same. You know, go to YouTube and check out The Calling by Max Egan, I-G-A-N, the full-length video.
Fighting tooth and nail to try to bring truth to you know,
to the world and make them see, make people see and understand that they're being duped and how badly they're being duped. And by your politicians and by your the people in power, you know, and God bless those who fight and the activists who strive to bring some kind of equality to our lives, like unions and activists and people of conscience. And I just fear now that you know, so much of what we're seeing is you know, the conservative right, you know, the division that we're seeing now, just to cast mankind, to cast people off of social aid, you know, to leave them alone and desperate and on the streets and laughing at them like they did at the debate, laughing at the death of people, laughing at their suffering. That is sickness. That is a sickness beyond belief in this society, that we could actually look, you know, that we could actually be considering a group of sociopaths to be our president, to be our leader in this GOP insanity. You know, it's just absolutely frightening that we could even consider that. But that's exactly what the world, what these leaders, this elite, want you to do. That's what this system wants you to do. They want people to go against their own good judgment, go against themselves, go against their neighbors, go against their own children, go against everything that's good of mankind. But rather than help your brother and help your sister, and you laugh at them and scorn them and, you know, step on them and spit on them and wish them the worst. I mean, that it's horrible. It's just a horrible concept and horrible what we're becoming as a human, as a race. And if that's what we become, all Republicans, then we, God forbid, you know, that we have any, God forbid, that we should be that way and not care for anyone but ourselves. And if we do that, then who's going to care for us? No one. If we care for no one, then no one has any reason to care for us. And I wish that I could leave everyone tonight with that thought, you know, that this thought, that, and I hope you enjoyed this very well done video by Max Egan. You know, I thought it was excellent. So, and I highly recommend it. So, for that, I wish you well. This is our last show for the week. Join us next week, Tuesday night, again, when we bring you news and views and guests and so on. And next Thursday night will be very interesting, I think. I hope to have James Futterman on, and we'll be discussing his new book on psychedelic drugs. He was one of the originators of the scientists, okay, that developed LSD and mind-altering drugs, and we'll be discussing that and how they're being used today, how the military is using them, how so many are they being used in, you know, other ways, and even in medicinal things. But more so, I want him to talk to us about how they're used in understanding trans-dimensional travel. All right, how it opens the portals of our minds to the as a stargate almost to other worlds, to other dimensions, and preparing people in a way to understand what the transition is. Then in October 28th, if you will, it could be the time the Mayans claim, but any time within the next year, coming year, as we undergo all these incredible changes, the electromagnetic fields generating a higher vibrational level within us, and all of the catastrophes and the tragedies and the grief and the natural, demise, if you will, by nature. We've undergone quite a bit of that this year, and people have seen incredible weather that's caused primarily through by the solar flares and by the tremendous solar activity. And we're just going to be seeing much, much more of that next year. So, but as we do, we have to awaken ourselves. We have to, it's all part and parcel of understanding and becoming awakened to the fact that, it's going to be hell out there, folks. And possibly, if this solar flare does happen, and this electromagnetic cloud, covers our solar system, then what will happen is we will be without the internet, we will be without communications, we will be without anything, we will be without anything electric. So for that moment, for that 1 year, possibly even longer, maybe more than that, we'll be having to come together again as people. And once that happens, then no one can control us. We'll be there'll be no more television. There'll be no more mind control. But what I'm saying is that in that time frame, we'll be more and more possibly preparing us again for the ultimate trip, if you will, that through what the Mayans explain as the dimensional shift that we will be experiencing as we move on into the fourth dimension, and that is the next stage of our evolution. So with that thought, I'll leave you tonight, and I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show, and don't forget to join us again next Tuesday night. If you like this show, please tell your friends. Send it to them. Good night.